That cheerful voice on the phone, Larry Weber. I actually got out of the car, jumped down into the ditch, took some pictures of lupins and some beautiful yellow flowers that I'm going to look up in my wildflower book, and some clover, which I recognized. Yay me. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, did you say much on the weather about the fog conditions this morning?
I did mention we had a fog advisory that was in effect until about 8 o'clock this morning, and just mentioned that there was a lot of fog in different places around the Northland. Are you socked in fog, Larry?
I was. Right now the sunlight is coming through, but no, I don't call it socked in. I called it blessed. It was an absolutely fabulous walk this morning. I'll come back to that in a few minutes, but this is the 28th of June. The month of June is winding down. We will soon be out of the month of June. The statistics for the month, thanks to the recent days of warm weather, we have will probably be a little above normal for temperature-wise, not that much, maybe a degree above normal temperature-wise. The hottest day of the month was the day before yesterday when it officially hit 86 degrees, and I'm sure there were many who reported in the 90s. Thanks to Lake Superior, we're going to be avoiding some of the inland heat of the next couple days. Nevertheless, as I said, we're a little bit warmer than normal. The statistic that bothers me is precipitation. We are quite a lot below normal, more than an inch. We're going to end the month about an inch and close to an inch and three-fourths below normal. And June is usually considered our wettest month. However, the whole summer has statistics of wet, and so what we don't get in one month, we could certainly make up in another. And storms being as they are in the summer, they can make that up in a matter of an hour. So we will see what's going to happen. We got a very good rain here at my place just a couple days ago where we recorded more than an inch of rain. Not everybody has that. Yesterday was a really good example of how storms were spotty in different places. And even though there was all sorts of messages about severe weather and so forth, we did not get very much at our house. But we'll see what that has to offer. The temperatures, however, will continue to be warm. July is usually our hottest month, and before the month is over, we may be seeing something like 90 degrees. We never made that warm the whole month of June, but we will see. Now, we passed the summer solstice. The days are very slowly getting shorter now, and we'll not notice much for a while. But we are having another interesting experience. This next week, Thursday, is the 4th of July. Now, of course, we associate that with the holiday and all that. But it's also associated with something else. In our annual trip around the sun, this is aphelion, A-P-H-E-L-I-O-N, aphelion, and it is the time when our planet is farthest away from the sun. And so maybe that is the reason that the 4th of July is celebrated as is. It's actually an astronomical event. Now, because of the days getting shorter, we are having things happening in the world of critters. This is the time when the birds have pretty well raised their family and fledglings start to appear. You start seeing these spotted robins out in your yard and so forth. I have been watching over the pond that I walk by every morning. I have been watching a family of tree swallows that are out there. Tree swallows are extremely early migrants, and by a month from now, they will already be migrating. However, what I am seeing now is a family. I've also been having a family of nuthatches visit the yard, and virtually every day when I'm out on my walks, I hear young ravens calling after their parents. They are really a pest. They just follow the parents around squawking, trying to get something from them. Cottontail rabbits, yesterday a snowshoe hare. I've been seeing bats and deer every day. And then every night are the coyotes calling. That, once again, is an example of the families. The gray tree frogs continue to call, but they have been joined in the last few days by mink frogs, and then as recently as yesterday, the green frogs started to call. Now, mink frogs and green frogs will continue to call throughout the rest of the summer. When it comes to frogs, the reproduction is usually done early enough in the season so that the babies can grow up, and by autumn, the babies are out on their own. Well, when it comes to the mink frog and green frog, they don't do that. They lay their eggs in bigger bodies of water, and they can survive, the tadpoles can survive underneath the ice all winter, and then they get out on their own on the next day. Next year, this is snapping turtle time, and about 10 nests I saw this week. The nests were, every one of them, were along the side of the road where they find it soft enough to dig in, and then they deposit their eggs, and then they cover it up. I actually saw the turtle about four times, and as recently as this morning I saw another example of that. So this is, like I say, this is snapping turtle time. It's also a time where we see more of a variety of butterflies and more of a variety of dragonflies. So if you're looking at some of their flowers that you were talking about, Lisa, come back later in the day, and you might see that you're not the only one looking at those flowers. It brings in a variety of insects, one of which, of course, is the butterfly. But there are day-flying moths, there are flies, there are wasps, there are bees that all come there. And then, of course, there is the opportunist, and the opportunists include dragonflies, which feed on those other insects, and the opportunists include spiders out in the daisies. Take time to look in the daisies this next few weeks when we have daisies, and you'll see, sooner or later, you'll see crab spiders out in those daisies. Most of them are white, and they sit there waiting for insects to come to them, and then they jump out and grab it. I think it's a wonderful way to live. Sit at home and let food come to you. If that's not enough, get out and take a walk after dark. It is fabulous. We have about 10 o'clock at night. We have a wonderful flight of fireflies, and these will continue now for a couple of weeks. Wow, it's just fabulous. But you have to wait until about 10 o'clock. Sunset is about an hour before that, so they're in no particular hurry to come out. But when they do, they just light up the night, and it's worth looking at. Now, you talked about some wildflowers. There's lots of wildflowers out in the roadsides and open places right now. But most of them, not all, but most of them fall into two groups. One of them is the legumes, that's clovers, like you say, vetches, lupine, trefoil, sweet clovers. All of these are legumes. And then there is the composites. That's hawkweeds and daisies, yarrow, fleabane, goat's beard, even dandelion. These are all examples of composites that are out there. Now, composites are called that because they're composed of many kinds of many flowers of two kinds. There are the circular ones in the middle called disc flowers, and then there are the things around the outside called rays. Rays are often referred to as petals. So, yes, get out and take a look at those. There are many, many, many out there, and they are worth looking at. They open up bright by late morning, and they stay that way the rest of the day. And like I say, they attract a lot of insects. Yellow lady slipper orchids are still in bloom but are on the way down, as it is with the pink lady slippers. However, I visited some showy lady slippers yesterday, and I see they are still not yet open. Out in the water, yellow pond lilies have been joined by white water lilies, and along the edge, the irises are now in bloom. Still plenty of viburnums, especially the high bush cranberry in bloom, and the mountain maples are just fabulous. They have a spike of a flower. They're a small maple, but they're in bloom. Blackberries, wild roses blooming along the roadside. And finally, Lisa, yes, we are into the mushroom, the fungus season. Oyster fungus and sulfur shelf. Sulfur shelf is fabulous. Some people call it chicken of the woods, but it is orange and yellow, sticking out from the sides of trees and just absolutely beautiful. And I've got to tell you about my foggy web walk this morning. One of the beauties of living near Lake Superior is that we get these fogs, and the fogs will settle on summer mornings. Now, they're much more common late in the summer, but we had a little bit of a preview going on this morning. And out on my walk this morning, I found literally hundreds of webs, spider webs, that probably would not have even been seen if it weren't for this foggy conditions. So fog is, don't avoid it. Don't say it's a nasty thing. It is a blessing. Get out and take a look at the foggy mornings, and we're going to get a lot more of them as we now go through summer. So happy aphelion, Lisa, and enjoy.
Thank you, Larry. Well, the trick, of course, with fog is to be out walking and enjoying it and not driving. It's less easy
put that aside.
Yes.
Put that aside. No.
And just walk.
Nothing's more important Nothing's more important than taking a walk in the fog. Drive somewhere, park the car, and get out.
And get out and walk in the fog. Attaboy, Larry.
And if you get and if you're 2 hours late for your appointment, so what?
Yeah, exactly. Say Larry Weber will write you a note.
Okay.
Thanks,
take care.
Larry. Larry Weber, our host of Backyard Almanac, right here on 103.3 KUMD.